Hey, my friend, welcome along to the Medicinal Chef's Nutrition Nuggets podcast, helping you get clarity on nutrition. I'm Dale Pinnock, the Medicinal Chef, Sunday Times best-selling author, nutritionist, and creator of the Culinary Medicine College. Every week here in the podcast, I'm going to be discussing key topics around the field of nutrition and answering your questions to help give you clarity and expand your knowledge. Hey folks, how the devil are you? Hope you guys are well and you've had a fantastic week. So this week's podcast, nice, short, simple one, is a listener question. It's coming from Carol. And Carol said, I really want some tips for eating out when the menu isn't necessarily that healthy, in a place where the menu is your kind of standard pub fare, that kind of stuff, where it's not all that easy to get good, healthy options. Now, this happens a lot. I have to admit, in this day and age, it's far easier to find healthy options. I mean, particularly with, you know, the amount of people that are going vegan, a lot of places are forced to have plant-based options, which generally, I mean, with some of the vegetarian options, they can be swimming in cream and all sorts of stuff. Often the vegan options will tend to be very, very light and nutrient dense just by the very nature of those kind of ingredients. You guys know that I'm not vegan, but that kind of food is always going to tick all the right boxes. It's going to be whole food. It's going to be minimally processed. But still, up and down the country, there are a lot of places that don't necessarily think that way, that aren't necessarily wired that way. When you go somewhere like that, what do you do? How do you actually make some decent choices and come out of it relatively unscathed? Well, me personally, I mean, if I go somewhere like that and it's every now and again, I don't mind just saying sod it. Do you know what I mean? I just don't mind saying sod it and having something a little unhealthier. And then you just carry on like normal the next meal or the next day or whatever it is. But for a lot of you guys that are on the road and people that travel a lot and people that maybe are entertaining clients a lot or find themselves eating out a great deal, then it can become more of a challenge. So in those cases, the first thing that you can think about in this day and age, being demanding, I mean, I know it is so difficult for a lot of British people to actually do things like this. They kind of think they're making a fuss or anything like that. But listen, I've had restaurants and stuff in the past. I've worked in the restaurant industry for years. Not that I do anymore, but I did many moons ago when I was a student. Nobody minds someone phoning up and saying, look, I'm wondering if you could maybe, you can embellish it a little bit. Just say, you know, I've got a few allergies and issues. Would you mind perhaps preparing something that is XYZ, whatever your preferences happen to be? You know, there's going to be a few of us in at this time on this day. Would you mind catering for us some way? So that's the first thing that I would think about is, like, you know, if you don't mind doing that, step up and just actually say, well, you know what, can you have this sort of option available for me for when I come in? Nobody's going to mind that at all. In the few places that do, then, well, let's employ some of the other things. So the next thing that I would say is take a look at the starters. If they've got a good, healthy starter, then try and fill yourself up with that first. The more filling starters, the better. So a soup. Soups are very, very filling. They take up quite a lot of volume, so they do give you that feeling of fullness. So if they've got a good vegetable soup, maybe go for that and a bit of multigrain bread. And that's going to really get you quite full up. So when it comes to the main, if the main's heavier and, you know, there's loads of chips or God knows what with it, you're going to be eating less of that kind of stuff because you've already filled yourself up with more of the good stuff. You can't knock a vegetable soup. It's very difficult to pick fault with a vegetable soup, really. Nice and simple, nice and clean, lots of great ingredients in there, plenty of fiber, plenty of micronutrients. It's a good option. Now, one of the things that I like to do, I mean, I like to kind of do a bit of a mix and match. When you look at what's available on the starters menu, and also you have a look at what's available on the side dishes menu, you can put together an entire dish on those small things. You know, kind of do it like, eat like the Japanese do, or like Spanish tapas or something like that. Bring lots of little things and put it all together to make your meal. So, for example, if I go somewhere like Wagamamas. Let's use that as an example. That's somewhere that I sometimes go with family or friends or whatever. And I don't really like to sit down to a great big plate of noodles. And the katsu curry there is about 150 gazillion calories and just shitloads of white rice. So that doesn't really like tickle my pickle either. But you look at the sides, you've got stir-fried greens, you've got the squid, you've got a nice seaweed salad, you've got the chicken skewers, you've got loads of plant-based options like the bang bang cauliflower, you've got all sorts of things, a miso soup, all of that great stuff. You can just order these little bits and put together a really amazing spread of food that's nutrient-dense, that's adhering to your particular your particular way of eating. You can really tailor it according to what you like and how you like to eat. And you're still enjoying it. You know, you're not being fussy, you're not being awkward, you're ordering stuff that's just straight off the menu, you're still engaging in that same social experience. Totally fine. I do that all the time in places that allow that. And then the final thing that I would say, you know, one of my other favorite things to do is go for like a good protein-based dish. So, you know, if you're not vegetarian or vegan, then something like a good steak or some grilled chicken or something like that, and just ask them to swap the chips for salad and cooked vegetables. Just making that simple swap. It's a steak that's probably been grilled on a hot plate that's had about another 20 steaks grilled on it that day. And, you know, you could find fault. So is there acrylamide? Is there this, that, or it's possible to do that with anything that you eat. But in general, that's gonna take what would be quite a heavy, fatty meal and make it much lighter, much more fiber rich, much more nutrient dense, makes it a far better option. So it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be a complete nightmare. Obviously, if you have any kind of control over where you go, that makes a huge difference. If you're completely at the mercy of either that being the only thing in the area or a particular other person's requests or requirements, then if you can, call ahead. If not, just adopt some of those simple swaps and tricks to make it a little bit lighter. Worst comes to the worst, just say sod it, enjoy yourself, and just get back on the horse in the next meal, the next day, whatever it is. Okay, so Carol, thank you very much. If you guys have a question for me here in the podcast, then make sure you send me an email, dale@themedicinalchef.co.uk, and I will answer the question here. Don't forget, for the month of January, I am running a special offer on my diploma in culinary medicine. If you want to study nutrition, if you want to actually take a deep dive into this, maybe you want to actually start a career in this industry, then do be sure to check this course out. Now, my diploma in culinary medicine, it's fully accredited by the CMA, the FNTP. We're working with Banff for accreditation as well. Upon graduation, you can get insurance to actually start practicing. You learn the basics and the fundamentals of the science of using food as medicine and how to put that into practice. The course normally retails at £750. So already it's the best value on the market. I'm knocking another £250 off for the month of January. So £500 for a full professional diploma course. You're not going to find that anywhere else, okay? You're going to be spending £3,000-£4,000 a time. £500 for the full course. Head over to my Instagram page, which is at The Medicinal Chef. You can find the link to that offer. Okay, so until next week, my friends. See you later.